Welcome to the Goals Podcast, the business case for women's sports, where we explore every corner of the women's sports industry from the field to the front office. I'm Caroline Fitzgerald, and I'm here to prove that it's good business to be in the business of women's sports. Today's episode is brought to you by Ally, a change maker in women's sports, steadfast in their commitment to the fight for media equity, because we're all better off with an ally. Our guest today is Leela Srinivasan, the CEO of Parity. Parity is on a mission to close the gender income and opportunity gap in professional sports by developing high-impact collaborations between brands, professional women athletes, and their fans. Welcome to the show, Leela.
Thank you, Caroline. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, so it's great to be here.
Well, it is a joy to have you here for the first time. Thank you so much for listening, and you are truly the perfect guest to come on this podcast. I know I've been courting you to come on the show for a long time, but I'm absolutely blown away by everything that you've accomplished with the team at Parity since you stepped into your role as CEO just a few months ago, less than a year in. So let me start today by saying congratulations and thank you for everything you've done and continue to do for women athletes.
Oh, goodness. Thank you. I can't say I feel worthy of the thanks just yet because we have so much ahead of us in our mission, which, as you said, is to close the gender income and opportunity gap in professional sports. But it is such an exciting time. And honestly, I could not be more inspired to lean into women's sports and supporting women athletes in the months and years ahead.
Well, we are certainly excited to watch everything you continue to do with the team at Parity. So, Leela, I'd love to start today by hearing more about your incredible career journey. So you have a lot of experience outside of sports, which is quite different than anybody else we've had on this podcast. And you're bringing all this experience from outside of the industry into the industry. So I'd love to start by hearing more about your path. So can you take us through your journey that's ultimately led you to now leading Parity?
Of course. Well, I guess you could say that, my career's now spanned a few decades, and I think of Parity as sort of like act four of my career. But acts one, two, and three are the things that got me to this point. So going all the way back, I grew up in Scotland and I watched a ton of sports growing up. Although reflecting on it now, of course, it was mainly men's sports. Other than Wimbledon and the Olympics, you basically didn't see women on sport on TV playing sport. I moved to the US after college, and my first job was like a quick stint at a consumer products startup. And then act one, the real act one, was working in sales. So I was a quota carrying sales rep, and then I worked as a regional sales manager for a company called Business Wire. My client back then was PR and investor relations teams, and I really liked the look of investor relations. So I thought I'd go to business school to prepare for my second act, which I was hoping was to get into IR ultimately. So I went to Tuck Business School at Dartmouth and planned to do finance, then IR, but the plan kind of went sideways while I was at B School. And I emerged from business school to start Act Two, which was moving into management consulting. So I worked at Bain & Company for 3 years in San Francisco and London. And that was truly a fantastic place to spend a chunk of time honing my problem solving skills, if you will. While I was at Bain, I got married and had my first child. I have three daughters. And I think at that point it hit me that if I was going to leave my child at home with a stranger all day while I worked, I had better be consistently passionate about the thing I was doing. And I really did enjoy consulting, but consulting is pretty inconsistent. It varies by every case, every client is different. And so for Act Three, I made the move into tech marketing. And I was very fortunate to get in early in the journey at LinkedIn. So when I joined LinkedIn in 2010, it was 500 people or so. And I then spent the next 13 years in tech marketing, spent 4.5 years at LinkedIn on their talent solutions business. I moved to OpenTable. I ran restaurant marketing there. And then I had three successive chief marketing officer roles. I worked as CMO at Lever in recruiting software, as CMO at SurveyMonkey in the survey and feedback space. And then lastly, as CMO at a company called Checkout.com in payments. And while I was winding down that last role, I realized that as much as I love marketing and love leading, I wasn't sure I wanted to be a four-time CMO. So again, I just was super fortunate. Timing is everything in careers. And a headhunter basically popped into my inbox to tell me about Parity. And I just couldn't believe how amazing it sounded. And I it was also surreal. As much as I love sport, I hadn't ever really considered a career in the sports business. But as I sat down and explored the role with the founders, it became very clear that everything I'd done in Act One, learning to sell and influence and work with clients, and then Act Two, problem solving in my management consulting days, and then Act Three, this, you know, extensive marketing stint, all of that would be relevant to Parity's next leg of the journey. And therefore, here we are.
Here we are. Now you're at Parity, less than a year in role, as I mentioned at the top. And you've really hit the ground running, bringing your incredible experience in marketing, business development, tech, all, everything you just outlined, all of it you've brought to the table, and you've gotten to work on behalf of women athletes. So you touched on this, but why Parity? Because I think you could have probably landed at a couple places, specifically in women's sports or in sports, but can you talk more about what excites you about Parity?
Yeah, well, less about what excites me, but what drew me here, if I can be blunt, Caroline, inequity pisses me off. I mean, that is the root of it, right? And once you see the inequity in sports, once you really see it, once you look at the stats, you can't unsee it. So from early in my conversations with the co-founders of Parity, Bill and Minji, it became crystal clear to me that the organization was and is looking to be a change maker, right? We're here to help solve what I see as a major systemic global problem that exists. And that problem is the lack of equity when it comes to both the amount of income and also the number of opportunities that flow to professional women athletes relative to their male counterparts. And I, you know, I'm at the stage in my career where I have the luxury of being able to choose the problems that I can solve. And this is a problem I want to solve.
Absolutely. I want to take a quick step back, though, in case any of our listeners aren't familiar with Parity. So can you give us the quick rundown of the organization so everybody can know what we're talking about when we talk about solving for these inequities in sports?
Absolutely. So Parity is interesting. It doesn't fit neatly into any specific category, but I think the closest thing is probably sports sponsorship platform. Parity's been around for over 3 years now, and we have over 900 professional women athletes that we work with. And essentially, we go out and pitch brands on working with these athletes as part of their marketing and sometimes employee engagement strategies. So they might turn to us if they're looking to put together paid social campaigns with influencers, if they're looking to deploy athletes for event appearances, for keynote speaking, because all these inspirational stories that the athletes have collected over their careers, for ambassador positions, for R&D input, and so on. What we're seeing is that pro women athletes have so many talents to offer corporate sponsors. And, you know, what I would say about Parity is we're somewhat unique in the sheer breadth of our athlete community. So we focus specifically on professional women athletes, but this pool of over 900, we have 75 plus sports represented. We have over 250 Olympians and Paralympians on the platform. And we certainly cover the major sports like basketball, soccer. We have good representation in those areas, but also very long tail niche sports. So everything you can think of from archery to weightlifting, you can probably find an athlete on Parity that is ready to go for work to work for you. And then, you know, just I guess to paint the picture further in terms of the types of brand that we work with, it's a quite a wide range. So at the larger company end, we work with brands like Microsoft and Morgan Stanley. These are brands that just get it in terms of the power and the potential of women athletes. And we've come up with some very creative ways to work with them around causes that they care about, products that they're launching, and so forth. But then at the other end of the spectrum, we also work with brands in popular verticals like sportswear, nutrition, beauty, consumer goods, and so forth. We just, for example, launched a partnership with Zentos. They have a line of foot care solutions, a company called Lightbox, who make these beautiful lab-grown diamonds and wanted to show them off with the help of athletes. So it's a very broad spectrum of corporate brands that we work with and a very, very broad spectrum of athletes.
Thank you so much for outlining that for us. I think it's very helpful to understand because you don't fit in a specific box. You're doing something that's never been done before in the women's sports, in the sports space in general. So that outline is really helpful. So Leela, you are now leading. You're the CEO. We've talked about your career journey that led you to Parity. We talked about why you went to Parity, what drew you to the organization. We've talked about what Parity is. Now I want to hear how it's been. How's it been going? What have you been focused on this past year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible. I still pinch myself that I get to do this for a living. But in terms of, I suppose, the things that have happened over my first, what is it now, 6-7 months in the role. So first off, coming in as a new CEO and taking over a company, there's a lot to do in terms of getting to know the team and also just getting up to speed on the business of sport and the space itself. There's so much to know. And I want to just say thank you to all the kind faces that I've met in the sports world in the last multiple months. I've had so many just coffee conversations with folks that are happy to share their knowledge and get to know us in Parity. So thank you for all of that. Our team at Parity is an incredible mix of folks. We have a lot of current and former athletes on the team, which is very inspiring, but also helps us, I think, deliver a really great product to our clients because we know athletes, we are athletes, and our team really knows the stories of our athletes. And I'm proud to say that we were just named one of the best employers in sports by Front Office Sports, which is super important to me as a leader that we create the conditions for our team to do this incredible work if we're going to take down this big big systemic problem. So job one, just getting to take over the company, know the team and know the space. I think the second thing that we've been hard at work on since I joined is inking partnerships with like-minded companies that have complementary products and our services who really share our passion for getting women athletes paid. So a couple of examples of that. Over the summer, we announced a partnership with PBX Pickleball. This is a new tournament format where PBX is bringing together members of the public and corporate teams and retired professional athletes. And they had solved for this on the men's side by creating partnerships with alumni associations of major sports like Major League Baseball. They couldn't figure out how to find retired pro women athletes, and Parity became that source for them. So that's one example of like a complementary or like-minded company that's trying to get more women athletes involved. Another one would be, we just announced a partnership with the Brander Group. They are to college sports as we are to pro women athletes. So we're really excited to join forces with them for campaigns where a company is looking to invest either in pro women athletes or on the college side, and we can extend that campaign to alumni or to the next generation, depending on which side you're coming at the opportunity from. And then one more kind of innovative partnership I'll mention is with a company called Grandstand. This is a new app that's launched. They're looking to basically be the Patreon for athletes and help athletes monetize their fan bases. Their founder was, again, very passionate about making sure that athletes who don't have all the sponsorship opportunities have the opportunity on a platform like Grandstand. And we're pleased to be a strategic partner with them, feeding more athletes in their direction. So that's like job two, I think, has been just like finding the partnerships because, you know, as we'll talk about, like sports is incredibly fragmented. And I think we'll all go further faster if we can find the right partners. The third thing that's been top of mind, we launched a new product in September called Parity Locker. If you go Google Parity Locker, it'll come up, but it's locker.paritynow.co. And this is basically an opportunity for pro women athletes to sell their game-worn gear and sign merchandise directly to their fans. And we just love creating those connections between athletes and their fans. It's been super cool to see the types of merch that have popped up on Parity for auction since launch. Everything from race car driver Tony Bredinger's signed visor and gloves, which created a bidding frenzy because she has over 2 million followers on TikTok, I believe, to jerseys, to cleats, to we just had a race car helmet that was beautifully customized, signed lacrosse stick from Athletes Unlimited, you know, you name it. There's been super interesting and creative gift ideas actually for pro women sports fans up there. So that's the third thing is launching a product. And if that wasn't enough, we just had something called Parity Week by Gamebridge, which was this week plus long celebration of women in sports that I'm happy to talk more about. But it was really the perfect cap for my first 6 or so months in the job.
Leela, you have been busy. That was so much that you just outlined, and it's incredible. And I've had a front row seat to watching this all happen, and it's been really incredible to watch it all unfold. Okay, I'd love to talk more about Parity Week by Gamebridge. Your team truly orchestrated a glass-shattering week for women's sports. Can you tell us more about everything the week entailed?
For sure. So Parity Week by Gamebridge just happened in November, and the point of the week was to honor three sports legends. And when I say legends, Billie Jean King, the GOAT, as relates to not only women's sports, but gender equity in general. I mean, she's just an incredible human being. So we had Billie Jean King, Annika Sörenstam, the GOAT of women's golf, And then last, but by no means least, Lynn St. James, who is the equivalent in the race car world. She was the 1992 Indy 500 Rookie of the Year, and she was the first woman to win that award. So this week-long celebration of women in sport was built around events that were happening throughout that week. So the Annika, which is an LPGA tour that Gamebridge was the title sponsor of, the Billie Jean King Cup by Gamebridge, which is basically the Davis Cup equivalent for women, so the World Cup of Women's Tennis, as we now think about it. And then there was also the Women in Motorsports North America's Women with Drive 3 Summit, which Gamebridge live streamed so that audiences around the world could see it. And, you know, what we wanted to do was go big. When I say go big, and I should explain, Gamebridge is a sister company of Parity. We share a majority shareholder, basically. And something that the world probably doesn't know, and that was really this week was designed to shed light on, is the fact that Gamebridge spends 40% of its sponsorship dollars annually on women's sports, which is pretty remarkable in a world where I think the average is about 9%. So this week-long celebration included nearly $13 million in prize money that Gamebridge awarded to the 180 competing athletes across the Billie Jean King Cup and the Annika. But then, of course, Parity was there to not only celebrate and elevate what was going on, but we activated over 75 athletes for a mix of in-person appearances at these different events and also for social amplification. And back to the breadth of Parity, it was a very wide range of athletes. So I was at all three events, actually, but I was at the Annika given by Drake Cambridge. And one day I was watching the legendary Lisa Leslie and the golfer Shasta Averyhart, who's just joining the Ladies European Tour. They were zooming all over the course in a golf cart, delighting crowds, talking to golfers, making social content. The next day I was chatting with double gold medal Olympic swimmer Brooke Bennett, Paralympic sprinter Brittany Mason, and Olympic weightlifter Jordan De La Cruz about their training regimens. And these athletes were at events like this doing autograph signings and just delighting crowds wherever they went and shining a light on just how incredible pro women athletes are. So overall, between the incredible sponsorship dollars that Gamebridge is pouring into women's sports, the celebration of these three icons of women's sports, and then supplemented by all of these athletes from the widest range of sports possible chiming in to show their support online and offline, it was a pretty spectacular week, and we were just really proud and honored to be a part of it.
You should be proud. It was remarkable. Everything that you just outlined is so amazing. When we talk about solving for inequity in sports, Parity Week by Gamebridge did it. You guys had a week where you solved that problem, and I know it's just going to inspire a lot more change moving forward. So congratulations. Can't wait to see how that program continues to evolve in the future.
Thank you. I mean, my hope is that is the inaugural. We're still taking stock, but, you know, again, we were just really, really, I think, thrilled by the buzz that was created around that. So when we talk about goals and outcomes for Parity Week by Gamebridge, we're still taking stock given the recency of the event. But the major goal really was to celebrate these women in sports and highlight Gamebridge's investment. And I think we were successful apart from anything else, the incredible press coverage that we had. We had coverage across Bloomberg, Sports Business Journal, Forbes, USA Today, Reuters, and then, of course, sports-focused publications like Front Office Sports, The Gist, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It was a really long list of publications that picked up the news. We also were, I think, on the ground for driving these incredible discussions that took place. So, you know, we talked about the Women with Drive Summit, where this was a couple of days of in-depth discussion about women in sports and specifically motorsports. Also at the front end of the Annika, there was a Women's Leadership Summit that we were part of the discussion in. Last but not least, the Advantage All event that took place in Sevilla in Spain at the Billie Jean King Cup, which took place featuring Billie Jean King, Conchita Martinez, and also Arantxa Sánchez Vicario, three legends in tennis. And there was so much conversation across these events about the gender gap in sports, opportunities to close it, opportunities for brands to get involved in really solving problems going forward.
Well, congratulations again. What a success the entire week was. I am just so thrilled for you and your team and everything you were able to do for women in sports. Leela, I want to zoom out a little bit now. I want to hear more about your vision for Parity. Where do you hope to see the organization go in the next 1, 3, 5 years down the road?
Goodness, that's a big question, Caroline. You know, we have this very grand mission, closing that gender income and opportunity gap in pro sports. And I suspect that's going to keep us going for quite some time to come. I mean, I'd love all the problems to be solved within 5 years, but I'm also a realist. And the problems are deep and systemic and global, basically. So, you know, how parity, I think, can really forge ahead in the next 5 years, though. My goal is for parity to be the go-to for pro women athletes, both for the athletes themselves, because we are, you know, in the process of creating a community in some ways. And as we've started to bring them together in different ways, we're seeing how excited they are to be part of something that's bigger than their sport. And there's so much love that flows between these athletes. I mean, we even saw it between Billie Jean King, Annika Sörenstam, and Lynn St. James. They follow one another's careers, and they're the biggest fans of each other. So having them come together and you know, share stories was incredible. Seeing our athletes across the network share best practices and tips and camaraderie has been really cool so far. So my hope is that we can really be that go-to for the athletes, but then also for savvy brands that are looking to work with them, because you know, sports is incredibly fragmented. And yes, you know, there are agents that represent individual athletes, but we're looking to represent as many pro women athletes as we possibly can. You know, the other thing I guess I'll say on that note is our focus to date has been largely North American or North American based athletes. But of course, North America is a mecca for sport in general. So we already have almost 30 countries represented on the platform. And we're in the midst of actually helping some sponsors think about how they can bridge to other markets with the help of our athletes. And, you know, this is definitely a global problem. So at some point in the next few years, I'd really like to see parity go truly global. And to my mind, 900 plus athletes does sound like a lot. It is a lot. But my hope is that we are just getting started as we think about the thousands and thousands of athletes that we can serve and also the thousands of brands that would benefit from those partnerships.
Leela, I want to know, what is something that you've learned in your first few months on the job working in the women's sports space that you think everybody should know about the industry?
Gosh, lots of observations. I mean, one, just the level of energy in and around women's sports right now is insane. I've heard others say, you know, this is not just a moment. This is a movement. I can feel it. It's reminiscent of being, you know, working in social media in the early 2010s. So I think the level of innovation that we're seeing in women's sports is just incredible. And so I definitely encourage folks to take a closer look at that. The other thing I would say is just, I'm blown away by how incredibly loyal the fans of women athletes are. And, you know, we run research from time to time at Parity. We ran our last women's fan survey last summer, and we saw that 98% of women's sports fans would watch more women's sports if it was available. I think 72% of them say they interact with their favorite athlete or team or sport on a weekly basis on social media. And 77% said that they're positively influenced to make a purchase decision based on the products that women athletes promote. So I think this is something that most people don't know or stop to think about, is just that loyalty and being able to tap into that loyalty as a brand. That's something really special. And that's perhaps why we're starting to see more companies drift in the direction of women's sports. But there's still so much opportunity there. It's incredible.
Leela, I just have one more question for you before we get to our rapid fire closing questions. What is one myth that you'd love to bust about women's sports?
So I think the myth is more about, it's about sports marketing in general. And I, you know, I wear the hat of being a former CMO, and people think of sports marketing as incredibly expensive. And it is in most cases. And I say that having looked at Formula One proposals and, you know, at SurveyMonkey, we had a partnership with the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, I've vetted and approved sports sponsorship in the past as part of my budget. But I think the thing that people need to get their heads around and really jump upon is the reason women's sports is so exciting is because there are so many ways to get involved, and there is something for literally every budget. And that's for better or worse, right? And my hope is it won't always be that way. You know, after all, we're here to kind of change that situation. But my message would be, whether you have a few thousand dollars or a few million, there's going to be an investment that you can make that's going to be impactful for your brand. And it's going to be a win-win, because not only are you going to get that engagement for your brand, you're also going to be supporting women athletes in a way that will feel incredible to your customers and also your employees. So don't be phased by thinking that sports marketing has to be expensive. In women's sports, it often isn't. And there are so many opportunities for you to get an incredible ROI.
That is such a great point and a great place to stop to hear a message from our partner before we come back and close out our conversation with our closing questions.
As you may know, the goal of this podcast is to show brands, networks, and people in general that it's good business to invest in women's sports. We know that women in sports are incredible and are breaking boundaries and setting records. But did you know they receive less than 10% of all sports media coverage? It's a vicious cycle. The lack of media coverage means fans miss out, while networks and sponsors can't see the fan base and don't invest in the media. Now, more than ever, it's time for brands to jump in. That's why our sponsor, Ally, is making big moves to put an end to the cycle and give women's sports the coverage they deserve. This year, Ally is continuing to invest in access for women's sports through sponsorships with ESPN, CBS, and women-owned outlets, giving fans more opportunities to watch what they want, where they want. So tune in and be part of the change. To learn more, check out watchtochange.com, because we're all better off with an ally.
All right, Leela, I just have a couple more questions for you before we are wrapped up today. This has been such a wonderful conversation. My first one, and we've talked a lot about this today, but I would love to hear your answer to this question. If you could wave a magic wand and create equity in one aspect of sports right now, what would it be?
I would love to wave a magic wand and create equal representation on the business side. And I say that in my first several months, having been at events that were targeted toward women in sports, which were wonderful. But I've also been at events that were focused on bringing sports executives together, where the men outnumbered the women literally 8 or 10 to 1. I've sat in meetings with partners talking about women's sports, and it's all men. And to be clear, we need every ounce of male allyship we can get. And I am super grateful for male allies. We won't make any change without them. But we also just need representation across the industry, I think, in order to drive change faster.
Completely agree. That's such a great answer. All right, before we get to our last question, is there anything that you'd like to plug or share with our listeners?
Well, you're so generous, Caroline. Thank you for asking. So, I mean, I would say if you're listening and either you're looking to dip a toe into the water of women's sports sponsorships, or you just want to diversify your sports marketing strategy and get great bang for your buck while lifting up women athletes, I would encourage you to come talk to us. And honestly, I can't say enough good things about my team at Parity. As I said, they know athletes because they are athletes in many instances. They really know their stories, and they do an incredible job of helping our clients find the perfect ambassadors, speakers, influencers, you know, you name it, whatever your brand needs. So don't be shy. We're here for you.
I second that statement. Your team is amazing. You're amazing. We'll make sure we link to Parity in the show notes so anybody who's interested can get in touch. All right. Last question. It's the question we always close with. Can you summarize in a few sentences why you think it's good business to invest in women's sports and women athletes?
Ooh, the few sentences is the hard part. But, you know, I can say this as a former CMO. I've managed budgets in the tens of millions. Investing in women's sports and partnering with pro women athletes is an amazing business decision. And I would say there are three key reasons. First, the price is right. You can experiment for relatively modest investment, and your partners are going to be more flexible and creative generally than male counterparts might be, because they have fewer opportunities coming their way at lower price points. So it's a great time to get into women's sports. Secondly, the audiences that you're going to engage. The fans of athletes, women athletes, as I said, tend to be super passionate about the athletes they're following. And so it's a tremendous engagement and affinity play. Third, your female employees are going to love to see it. And the male employees who are, you know, often dads of women athletes. And so it becomes an employee engagement play. So again, this is a movement, not a moment. And I would say, come on in. The water's not just warm. It's piping hot. It's bath temperature. And we are here for you.
That is the business case for women's sports right there. Leela, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Thank you again for everything that you do. And I know you're going to continue to do for women athletes. It's truly remarkable. And I can't wait to follow along the rest of you and the team at Parity's journey.
Rock on, Caroline. Back at you. You're doing incredible work at Goals. And we're just really pleased to have you as a partner, friend, and ally in the space.
Thank you for listening to the Goals Podcast, the business case for women's sports presented by Ally, a changemaker in women's sports steadfast in their commitment to the fight for media equity, because we're all better off with an ally. To learn more about goals and our work to bring more brand investment into women's sports, be sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, or visit our website at goals-sports.com. And remember, it's simply good business to be in the business of women's sports.